Good morning, everyone, and thank you, Han. So agenda paper 12 summarizes the committee's February meeting. The committee published two tentative agenda decisions and discussed one other matter. I will first talk about the tentative agenda decision, which starts on page 2. The first tentative agenda decision discusses the cost an entity includes as the estimated cost necessary to make the sale when determining the net realizable value of inventories. In particular, the question asked about whether an entity includes all costs necessary to make a sale or only those that are incremental to a sale. The committee observed that an entity uses judgment to determine which costs are necessary to make a sale. However, IAS 2 does not allow an entity to limit such costs to only those that are incremental and thereby exclude costs that an entity must incur to sell its inventory, but that would not be incremental to a particular sale. The second tentative agenda decision discusses two very specific questions related to the preparation of financial statements when an entity is no longer a going concern. The first question asked whether such an entity can prepare financial statements for prior periods on a going concern basis if it has not previously prepared financial statements for those periods. The second question asked about whether such an entity restates comparative information to reflect the non-going concern basis of accounting. Now, in addition to these two matters, the committee also discussed feedback on its tentative agenda decision about the accounting for a transaction in which an entity sells its equity interest in a subsidiary that holds one asset and leases that asset back. The question was about how the loss of control requirements in IFRS 10 interact with the sale and leaseback requirements in IFRS 16. Having considered the feedback, the committee recommended that the board undertake narrow scope standard setting to address this and other similar transactions. So we will bring a paper discussing the committee's recommendation on this topic to a future board meeting. I will stop here now and ask if you have questions on any of the matters included in the IFRIC update.
Are there any questions? Tadeo?
Thank you, Hans. And thank you, Java, for the update. Just a clarification in relation to the last topic. The tentative agenda decision, sale leaseback of assets in a single asset. Additionally to the proposal for the board in the future meeting for a narrow scope standard setting, did the IFRIC decide not to issue the agenda decision?
That is correct, yes. The committee did not issue the agenda decision and instead they recommended standard setting.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Françoise?
Two short comments, if I may. Thank you. On the recommendation that the committee is making to us, I mean, I welcome that recommendation, and I hope we're going to unearth the good work that has been done on a similar issue in relation to IFRS 15. And on the issue of related to the going concern, the committee decided not to do anything there on the basis that there is not great evidence that it would be needed. But I wonder whether the evidence is not, in fact, in the already in the request and developing in practice. So just a comment.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Françoise. Then I see no further questions. Let's then move on to the equity method of accounting. Filippo.